Bob became very famous towards his last years of being alive, and then his fame has continued around the world since his death. He died in 2009, and I've known him since about 1973 through a mutual friend who lived in Rochester, and so our friendship developed very slowly over a period of time because Bob was never in one place very long. He'd be in Springfield for a couple months, and then he'd be in Texas or California or someplace like that. So I'd see him when he came through town. He'd say, "Well, I'm going to be in town. Why don't you come out to the candle shop?" And we'd hang out, and he'd show me his latest drawings. And so over the years, we just became very close because we were doing a very similar line of work, being ink artists and drawing subject matter that everybody could understand. A lot of modern art is highly into theory, and if you don't understand art theory, it can be very off-putting. But what Bob and I do is, you'd have to call it like populist art. It's sort of an outgrowth of cartooning and advertising illustration, where you're trying to communicate a message through line and, just communicate the way buildings look and the sky and the landscape, and, creating an illusion through just shading.